about wanting to do something. You'd say, I don't know what I want to do it or not.
I don't want to do that or not.
Okay. Someone wants you to go somewhere and you don't want to go alone. You'd say, I won't go what he goes.
I won't go unless he goes too.
Okay. If you have a choice of two things, you might say, I was going to do this, but now I've decided that I'll do that instead. Okay. Let's see. Why don't you like him? And the reason is, I'll have to change that. Why do you like him? And the reason is, he's so funny. So you say, I like him, what? He's so funny. Why do you like him? And the answer is, because he's funny. So you say, I like him, what? He's so funny.
I like him because he's darn funny.
Okay. A person isn't necessarily always late, but it seems that way. So you might say, it seems, what? He's always late.
Like he's always late.
Okay. Now, what did you tell me was the church you belonged to?
Primitive Baptist.
Okay.
Fellowship.
If someone became a member of the church, you'd say they...
join the church.
Okay. The name of the supreme being is...
God.
And, let's see, in profane... let me see. Do you know an oath that starts with my
God, my God?
Uh-huh. Okay, a minister preaches a...
sermon.
And the organ plays...
music.
Okay. And let's see, there's a song that goes, oh, what a something morning.
Beautiful morning.
Okay. A folk song that tells a story is a...
folk song?
Mm-hmm. A ballad. Are you familiar with ballad?
Oh, yeah. I've heard of ballad singing, yeah.
Well, would you ever call a hymn a ballad?
Now that I don't know. I don't know the difference between the two.
Okay.
I'm just being honest with you.
Okay, so you, in other words, a song that's sung in church would be a hymn. You would never call it a ballad.
I wouldn't. I'd call it a hymn.
Okay, fine. Let's see. If a person going to church has a flat tire, you might say, oh dear, church what when I get there?
Church will be started when I get there.
Okay. Let's see. Might you say, church will be started by the time I get there, or till the time I get there, or...
church will be started before I get there.
Okay. What's God's adversary called?
Christ.
Well...
I think that's what you mean.
Okay. And who is it that always... what's the being that always tries to tempt people?
The devil.
Okay. Do you know any terms for that?
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean, adversary,
now. Any other terms for the devil? Any other names for him?
Satan.
And any others?
Devil and
like
Satan.
In slang, maybe? Old somebody? Old Nick, or... you ever heard any other terms?
Never heard him call that.
Okay.
Just the devil and Satan are about the only two names I heard him
call. Okay. Have you ever heard somebody frighten a child by saying, you better look out, or the boogeyman will get you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, now, does that mean the devil, or does that mean something else?
No, I don't think it means the devil. I don't think it really means anything. It's just trying to scare the child and make him do something he wouldn't do or not do something that he would do.
Okay. Do you call him a boogeyman or a boogeyman or...
I always said boogeyman.
Okay.
I think I maybe scared my kids with
okay.
the same expression.
What do you call evil spirits? A person might be afraid to go in a cemetery after dark because he...
well, you'd say that was a ghost or a hant.
Okay. Do people believe in them around here?
Not too much, I don't think.
Uh-huh.
I never have. Now, I've seen and heard two or three things during my life, but I didn't really know what they were and never, don't know them yet. They
what
didn't
happened?
Make them up. But whether it was anything or not, I don't know.
What happened?
I don't really believe in them. Well, one thing, one night I was over at my grandmother's house there. She run a little store out there right close to the house. And the house was off of the road a pretty good ways. I reckon 200 or 300 yards from the main road down there.
Uh-huh.
And I was late.